Five, four, three, two, one.
PlayStation. I think Jay, the reason he can't make it, because I don't think he's... God damn it! What do you want, Snake?
That's Snake. I'm telling you. The guy's a predator posing as a house pet.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 11 of PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With me this week is FooBear.
True believers!
And unfortunately, Ace is not with us. Apparently, there's a giant storm where he is, so his internet is down, unfortunately. And I think Jay is still under the weather. But supposedly, Tosh will pop in, like he always does, halfway through, and join us in our conversation. So you'll just have to stick with both of us. We can do it. We can hold the fort.
I think we can.
Yeah, we got it. This podcast goes to 11. We'll do it.
We could do it. We could turn it up to 11.
That's right. It's one louder.
I got my cooler full of beers, and that was an excellent idea, by the way, JCM.
You're welcome.
I think we should go for a first, and instead of just having the two of us, I think we should just go and put the explicit tag right on the podcast. Make it a podcast first.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could just be hell explicit.
I mean, why pussy out? We should just go the full nine, you know what I mean?
That's right. I don't think we got any little kids on the site. We don't need to worry about it. I can just put it explicit right in the post
before. Exactly. Foo Bear's on the goddamn podcast. Cover your ears, kids.
That's right. I'll have Tosh do some kind of security checkpoint when they try to save the file where it prompts them with, like, please enter your age. So at least we're safe from legal liabilities.
Exactly.
Kids can police themselves.
We don't kids have these days. Them. Yeah. So desensitized by TV violence, rap music. Personally, I used to blame MTV, but I don't have Carson Daly anymore, so it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, MTV's all reality shows now.
Yeah.
Kids that are pregnant, it's dumb.
Yeah, teen kids, teen moms.
That's right.
My girl loves that show. She, like, DVRs it, like, all the time. I'm like, what is this bullshit on my DVR? Dude. So we've got, like, two TVs, and she'll record, like, Real Housewives and, like, Teen Moms and... What's that landing strip fashion show or whatever? What's it called?
I don't know. I don't watch MTV.
Oh, my God. It's just too much, man.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to some game news.
Oh, yeah. Why are we here again?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know some of you are still playing Infamous 2, and there was a user-generated content got an update this week.
Ugh. If you want to call it that.
Wait, did you really check it out?
Ugh, really? Cars?
Well, I know they did some more
stuff.
Could
you spare it? Sucker Punch?
You
really?
Can search missions by the PSN ID, which I don't know why you couldn't do that before. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't make any sense. Like, if I play someone's that's really good, you should be able to do a search by this person's name. That should have been there from the beginning. But at least they... I know there's some more stuff. Let me see. Let me go to the official... PlayStation blog and find out what else did. But yeah, the car thing is kind of weird. I'm like, I don't know why you... I mean, I guess, like, more cars would be fine.
Cars? Really, though?
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
But, for UGC content? That's, like, not even DLC. I would think, like, DLC would be considered, like, new missions or, like, you can play as, like, a Reaper or get, like, different DLC skins as far as, like, character goes.
Well, it's more of a content pack. It's not really, like, DLC because it's just free stuff. It's kind of like in LBP, like if they just give out free stickers and, you know, and free materials. Kind of like that.
Yeah, all right, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Not buying it, though.
Yeah, at least... you know, it's free. You can just download
it. No, I'm just like... Yeah. In general, I'm not... I don't buy it.
Yeah, but, you know, if I know a lot of people... I like how they added more enemies, though, that you can put into the UGC, like some the Vermac 88 Ice Soldiers, which is kind of cool, because I thought it was kind of strange they didn't have all the enemies to begin with. Like, they had a bunch of them, but they didn't have every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at least people who do UGC, which I know there's a ton, because I was going through all my Evil playthrough, and there's still a whole lot of content on there that people are doing, so still a lot of crap, but there are some good ones.
Totes.
That's right, yeah.
I agree.
Let's see, moving on, what else we got? I know Comic-Con just happened, and the Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica HD release dates got announced.
Not a fan. Can't say that I'm a fan. Nope. I don't like the whole stop and shoot thing.
Yeah, tank controls.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. What is that?
I know.
Are they just trying to piss people off? I don't...
Yeah, it was strange. Because, like, Resident Evil 4, I was used to it, because, like, I was used to all the Res games, you had to stop and shoot, and I hadn't played any other game like that where you could move until Dead Space came out, and then Resident Evil 5 came, and then I was like, I can't move in Res 5, and it kind of... But although it does give for like a higher sense of tension, because like you have to stop, shoot the guy, and then if they're coming up behind you, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I mean, I'm used to it. Like, I'm hoping in Res 6 they fix it, so. But it was something I thought they would have updated at least in 5, so.
Yeah, at least give you the option to turn it on. I mean, if you want to keep it old school like the other ones, you know, just go into the options and turn, like, run and gun on or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I know that in the on the 3DS for the Mercenaries game they made, they updated it so it's not tank controls, but the way you move and shoot in that, you can only go forward and back. You can't strafe when you do it. Yeah. So a lot of people don't use it. So I'm hoping that on these HD versions, they update the controls. Because you figured that wouldn't be that hard. Just fix the controls. Make it so you can move while shooting. It shouldn't be that difficult. They haven't said if they would, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, but the Resident Evil 4 HD comes out on the 20th of September, and the Code Veronica HD comes out on the 27th, and they'll just be on the PSN, Xbox Live. And they haven't said the price yet still, but they did say that gamers can expect quote-unquote budget pricing. So I'm hoping, I guess 15 would be fine.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's probably going to be about $14.99 or something like that.
Yeah, because that's like... That seems like it would be it. I'll probably end up buying the Res 4 one because I liked Resident Evil 4 a lot, and I haven't played it in forever. But I don't think I'll pick up Code Veronica because I played Code Veronica. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, we got dogs barking.
Yeah, we have some guests on the podcast this week.
Yep, that's right.
Hang on a second. You can go ahead and talk.
Your name should be Foo Dog. No. But, okay, let's see here. What else we got? We got, I know there's some free Red Dead Redemption DLC coming out in September. The Myths and Mavericks bonus pack, which will, it's a completely free multiplayer update that adds new characters, locations.
I'm back.
Deathmatch, welcome back. Let's talk about the, Red Dead Redemption DLC that's coming.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's cool. I like free DLC, man. That's awesome.
Well, not only free, but I mean, how long has it been since anything's even come out for that game? It's just, you would think Rockstar just would have up and just left any support for it, but not the case.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. What was the last? The last one was Undead Nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah, Undead Nightmare, the zombie pack.
I still haven't beaten that. Like, it's so big. I picked up, I'd play it, and then by the time I was still playing it, a new game came out, so I stopped playing. I really have to go back and finish it.
Yeah, man. Red Anytime Dead. You want to play, let me know.
I love that game. You can play poker in online, can't you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Isn't there like a trophy associated with that, like playing poker online? I really want to do that. I'd love to play. That's what I should do. Forget my poker tournament. We should just play in Red Dead.
Well, yeah, what's going on with the poker tournament? I keep looking for news for that, and then I just, you know, keep getting depressed because there's nothing on there for me.
Well, I have like the whole article's written up. And it's in the drafts, and I have it saved there. And the reason I haven't posted yet is because Jay was supposed to have his Gran Turismo tournament. And I was waiting for that to happen so people could do that. But he postponed it again. I don't remember why.
Yeah, 3 years later.
Yeah, I know, right? And,
meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Hopefully no more. No one's PS3 dies.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be good. But
yeah, that's going to put a whole hex on the damn thing.
But so I'm waiting because I have no rush for it. I mean, I really want to do it because I've been really wanting to play poker. But I'm trying to wait so at least I can find a nice time when there's like very little coming out. Like right now would be nice because there haven't been a whole lot of game
release. Yeah, there ain't shit out, man.
Well, I know Catherine came out on Tuesday and I picked that up.
The what?
Catherine. It's a game by Atlas.
Yeah.
The guys that did
Demon Souls.
But it's a really fun game. I enjoy it a lot right now. I'm not super far into it. I'm on like on third stage, but it's very different.
What's it about? Tell me more.
It's if you didn't hear on the last podcast.
Oh, I didn't.
It's basically about this main character Vincent and he has his girlfriend named Catherine with a K, and they've been dating like forever and a day, and they keep talking about, she keeps subtly hinting that she wants to get married and how her parents keep saying like they should get married and all her friends are married, blah, blah, blah. So he's dealing with like that, there's the situation, the anime, the art styles, it's very anime, and it looks kind of cool because I like that. But basically he ends up drinking at the bar, and all of a sudden this younger girl named Catherine with a C bumps into him, and they end up, he ends up sleeping with her because he's super drunk, and he wakes up and she's like right next to him, and they end up talking. He's all concerned about cheating on his girlfriend. But then every time you go into your dreams, he always has these nightmares, and that's where the like actual game really you play it out the most is in the nightmares. You do these puzzles, which I can only relate them, I guess, to I don't know if you remember IQ back on the original PlayStation, not necessarily like that, but it's kind of you have to like go up this tower of blocks and you can move these cubes around, and it's a puzzle game basically when you're in these dreams, and if you die. You die in real life, this kind of thing. And there's this whole story, like, there's people all around who've been dying in their sleep. And they don't know what's going on. They don't know how it's happening. And when you're in the dream, in the nightmare sequences, there's, like, other people who are dreaming as well, like a collective, almost like the Borg or something. But you only see them as sheep, but they see you as sheep as well. But it's really fun. I play all my games on hard. And I said, I'll just play this on hard as well. Because I couldn't play hard on the demo. The demo only lets you play on, like, easy. So I pop it in, and I get to the first tower, no problem. Because you have to do at least one right away. And then when I get to the next one, man, hard mode, like, I was so mad. Because it's like, not only are you climbing and you have to solve the puzzle while you're doing it, but you can screw up. And if you screw up and move a block in the wrong place, you can make other blocks fall, and you can't climb anymore. Plus, at the same time, the bottom blocks are falling out beneath you, and if you, like I said, if you fall, you die, so it's over. And I'm like, man, it was so tough, I had to go back and play it on normal. I'm like, just because it's not a shooter, it's a puzzle game, but it's really fun. There's like a morality system to it, and you make the choices, and they affect the game, of course. But it's very different. Like, it's really hard to just kind of explain how you play it, but I'm really enjoying it right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but that just sounds absolutely terrible.
Oh, you might not enjoy it. You got your Pokemons.
So. Whoa, settle down. What's with all this Pokemon malarkey?
Well,
sir.
That's right, malarkey. But I think you'll be more happy to know that there's new multiplayer maps coming for Duke Nukem soon. Mm. So I know you're happy about that.
And then you got to bring that up.
Yeah, that's right. So for any of you out there who...
Man, you know what? You cut me real deep just then, JCM. Real deep.
Don't worry, we have Band-Aids.
I had feelings, and you heard every damn near one of them.
That's right.
Duke Nukem? Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised they're making DLC.
Man, that game is just painful.
Yeah, I don't know how the multiplayer is. I haven't played it. I didn't play any of it. But I don't want to dwell too much on it, because I know it's a tough thing to talk about for many of the podcast listeners.
Oh, my God. That's a pretty hot talk, but I mean, we... talk about it every podcast, so...
Yeah, I know, it seemed like...
Might as well talk about it this one.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I want to say 6 out of the 11 podcasts have had Duke Nukem mentioned in it.
Hmm.
But, I know, Ace is happy about this news, but I'm sure everybody knows that Battlefield 3 on the consoles is getting cut down in the multiplayer, which I knew was going to happen when they announced that PC was going to have 64 players. I knew consoles weren't going to get that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mag did a lot, but it's like, it wasn't all one screen, it was split levels, and plus the game didn't look super crazy good, so they didn't have to worry about processor and all that.
Yeah.
But, they cut down to 24, which is totally fine. You don't need, I'm sorry, but you really don't need 64 people on one map. I mean, like I said, the only reason it was fine in, I guess you could, because, like I said, Mag was basically 32 on 32 in split sections.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good. It was organized well. I know Battlefield organized it well as well, you know. But look, cut down the map sizes could be cut down accordingly so they can fit 24 people.
Yeah.
And because they basically DICE was saying that it's either we can put 64 people with big maps, but we're gonna have to cut down on destructibility and vehicles, and have it not look quite as good. But they want to keep everything the same. They want it to look just as good with the engine, the tech. The animation and the lighting, they want it to be the exact same experience and not dumb it down for the consoles, which is, like I said, I'm totally fine, but I'll be playing for the single player anyways. So.
You're not going to play in multiplayer?
I might, but I tend
to... What do you mean you might? This is like the biggest launch in video game history, and you're not going to take part in it? It's like stepping on the moon, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it step on the moon, because people say that about Skyrim, and I'm not going to step on that at all.
Yeah, I'm not going to launch into that stratosphere at all. Not interested. Not a fan. I'll pass.
I'll play online for a bit. Like, I tend to do any single-player game, especially a shooter that has a multiplayer. I'll play multiplayer for a while, but I'm not going to be, like, super dedicated to it. If we have game nights for it, yeah, I'll play on game nights, which we haven't had one in forever.
Yeah, well, I tried to get that Uncharted 2 game night together, and you saw how well that went, so.
I think everybody's, so I've been, like, really busy, too, lately. I don't know why, like, people are, I know Tosh's been really busy, and I've been busy, and it's like, but, you know.
Tosh. Hopefully, doing Tosh stuff. I wonder what goes on in that man's life.
He's got a.
You gotta wonder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
like he's married and everything, but like, what's he go around and do? Does he just go around and just like hang out with old people and feed pigeons and talk to people about video games all day in like the dark recesses of wherever he lives?
The dark recesses.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just has like 12 video game apostles that follow him everywhere, and just like the quiet murmurs of video game rumors going on.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
He's busy with his PlayStation Move doing his videos.
Yeah. He's filming his wife in front of his TV.
Yeah.
Doing Quick Draw McGraw videos, whatever that game is.
Yeah. Man, I was reading a post on my Facebook feed. I follow a group called Product Reviews, which just they review a whole mass of things. It's kind of annoying because they do a lot of stuff multiple times, and they have. The people who post have really bad grammar and bad spelling. But they are saying how Uncharted 3, annoying. They do like a top 10 pre-ordered games kind of thing. I don't know why. Who cares? And they said, oh, Uncharted 3 is not on there. And people are like saying, oh, well, this is because everybody's doing all these Xbox games that are on there and all these other games. And I'm like, what does it matter? If you don't need to reserve the game to get it. It's like you just get it. It's not like, oh, nobody reserved this game, no one's going to buy it day one. Yeah, hella people are going to buy Uncharted 3 on day one. You know what I mean?
Well, I, for one, am taking the day off from work.
Yes, and see, I should
do I'm that. Going to stay home, and I'm going to bring the mini fridge into the living room and completely destroy the left side of the couch with a dent so big, it's just going to rival, like, the Marianas Trench. You know what I mean?
That's it. There you go.
See? That's it, dude. It's game over. And in the bait, I mean, are we really going to talk Uncharted 3? Because I could do this whole podcast.
Uncharted 3.
So, simmer down, JCM. Yeah. Anyways, the...
Naughty Dog. Here you go. It's the Naughty Dog podcast.
PS3Blogcast.net is brought to you by Naughty Dog.
That's right.
I got to level 38 on the beta. And nice. Now I am currently going through withdrawals like a heroin junkie standing in front of a methadone clinic. It's ridiculous. It's bad, dude. It got so bad, I had to play Uncharted 2. And then guess who got online? Guess who? Ace. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, I was thinking about playing Uncharted 2. He's like, well, let's play together. And then we start talking about what games I was currently pre-ordering. And I explained to him that I may or may not have indirectly or directly reserved Modern Warfare 3, and he let loose like a cannon. So apparently I can't discuss that topic with that man for any reason, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about Modern Warfare 3 with him is like saying how you're not interested in Skyrim to those people who are super interested, who have a geek boner for Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, to each their own. I mean, I'll end up playing Modern Warfare 3 just to hopefully finish the story, because I'm already two game deep in it, but I won't end up, like, being all super excited for it. I mean, there's a lot of, I wasn't super crazy about Grand Theft Auto 4 back when that first came out, and I was like, I'm not gonna get it, and I was bored one day at Best Buy, and I was like, you know what, I'll just pick it up, and I enjoyed it a lot, but I wasn't like, oh my god, I need this game! So, but, yeah, you know, some... If you're excited about it, you're excited about it. That's all that matters.
I'm not really excited about it. I just want to play it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with wanting to play
it. I mean, there's no reason to, like, hold me over the coals for it, Ace.
Yeah, it's
but
like...
But, I mean, just...
You know.
Settle down, Beavis.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's like that that counterpoint to the innovation post. Someone's saying, and they were commenting about how there's a lot of... their counterpoint to having a lot of first-person shooters...
Yeah.
And how it's like, well, just get the ones you want, don't get the ones you don't, which I agreed with completely. I know there's a lot of shooters. That doesn't mean I play every shooter. I just get the ones I want. It's like, I kind of like how there's a lot of choices in one genre. It's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's like, sure, the core controls and fundamentals are the same, but the story and how the gameplay comes out are obviously vary between each one. So you're going to have a different experience. Like, I didn't get Crysis 2, but I know a lot of people that like Crysis 2.
Oh, my God. That game is garbage.
But, you know, so it's like, if you want that game, get it. I mean, I liked Far Cry 2 a whole lot. I didn't like the multiplayer, but I liked Far Cry 2.
So, yeah.
You know, just get the games you want to play. That's all that matters. It's like, obviously, but
Ace proceeded to roast me for, like, the next 25 minutes. Like, I just herded a whole bunch of Jews into the gas chamber and told them just, oh, it's okay, just take a shower. You know what I mean? It was bad, dude.
He's all, let me turn on this oven.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm just cooking some cupcakes. We'll be done in a minute. I was like, wow. One thing before I forget, because I have short-term memory loss, Dead Island. What are your thoughts? Hit me.
You know, I'm interested in the game. Especially the multiplayer aspect of it, like I said, where it's like Borderlands, where you can drop in, drop out, and everything increases in level, and how it's like certain parts of the island you can get to, but the zombies there are really high level, so you can't beat them. So you always have to wait till you level up. I like that mechanic. I love the RPG elements that are added to it, which will make it more enjoyable, like, because then I can kind of do the grinding, and like I said, plus the team aspect. If it was a solo game, I might not be as interested. I'll have to wait until it comes out and see how it reviews. But just the multiplayer side of it really kind of gets me going, because that's something I'd really love to play with, like, my roommate. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm...
I actually went to GameStop and pre-ordered a whole bunch of stuff. I pre-ordered Dead Island, Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3... A lot of threes in there. You notice that?
Yeah, I did it. I pre-ordered Uncharted and Assassin's Creed Revelations when I picked up Catherine the other day.
Yeah, yeah. And then I pre-ordered that R2-D2 Xbox 360. Because I'm a Star Wars fan, and that's the only reason why.
I mean, obviously they have that Kinect Star Wars game coming out. I'm wondering how much more it costs them to be like, hey, can we make this console that does this? How much that cost them?
It's $450 for the whole bundle. So
yeah, well, does it come with the Kinect?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes with Kinect, and I'm assuming the game. Then
I'm just gonna sell my $250 Kinect for whatever, and then put it down on that. But totally pre-ordered that. And then I saw Dead Island, and then I was talking with the GameStop, you know, kid behind the counter, and I was just like, you know what, that looks pretty cool. Might have to check that out. So went ahead and pre-ordered it.
Yeah,
that's pretty sexual, actually. So I went ahead and took care of that.
Yeah, the lady she's all, is there anything else you want to pre-order? Like this, or this? I'm like, well, there's like 10 more games I want to pre-order, but I don't really want to put down $100 in pre-orders today. So I'll just get those eventually. You know what I mean? That's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
You want fries with that? No. Exactly. I already had a double cheeseburger. I'm in trouble. Stop it.
Yeah, it's like, she talked me into getting the Uncharted 3 Collector's Edition, which is $100, so I had to put down $10 for it, but I was like, you know what, I might downgrade just because the stuff it has I'm not really interested in, but by the time it comes out, I'll probably be like, oh, I'll get it.
Why didn't you get the Collector's Edition?
Huh?
What the hell's the matter with you?
What?
I'm getting the Collector's Edition for show.
Well, I'm sure people will get a Collector's Edition of Skyrim. Doesn't mean I want a Collector's Edition, or I even want Skyrim.
What is Skyrim? Is that like a RPG or?
It just doesn't. I'm not interested in it.
I'm not interested in playing any game that doesn't have multiplayer. I mean, if you're not going to utilize the full power of the PlayStation 3, I'm not interested.
You're only interested in games that are strictly have multiplayer.
Multiplayer and single player.
So
you know what I mean?
You didn't like Infamous or Infamous 2.
Well. You know, not...
You didn't like the first Uncharted.
Okay, you know what? Truth be told, I didn't get the first Uncharted until after I was done with Uncharted 2.
Okay.
And I was like, I need more Drake. And so then I was like, what am I going to do? My girlfriend's like, well, why don't you just buy the first one? This is the second one, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I go, oh, yeah. So I bought the first one for like $20 and breezed through that in like a week.
I was like, well, that was pretty cool, but they should have put multiplayer on it. You know what I mean?
Well, it was like, you know, it's one of my first things.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just kind of wait. But... Oh, look who's here.
Hey.
It's Tosh.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem, no problem.
Hey, were your ears burning? Because we were talking about you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we talked about it a little
bit. All good things, though, Tosh. All good things.
So, are you excited? Are you still playing Red Dead Redemption at all, Tosh? Do you play that anymore?
I never had that game, actually.
You never had it?
What? That's it. End of podcast. Tosh, go buy it now.
You know, if this were a PC podcast, they would probably say the same thing about Skyrim. Like, you didn't pre-order Skyrim? Get out of here, Foo Bear. Let's,
I agree.
At least we don't have other people running Skyrim. The podcast. It'd be a very small club.
Dragons stink.
Yeah.
Well, from what I saw at E3, it actually looked like a pretty cool game if you're into that genre.
Yeah, if you're into the genre, get it. You know, I'll better for you. Just not. I hate people are like I can, like, if I say something like, hey, did you see this movie? And they go, eh, it wasn't good. I'm like, oh, you didn't like it? Like, especially if it was one of my favorites. In the end, I'm like, I don't care if you didn't see it or you didn't like it, because if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But
yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't want people pressing games on me. It's almost like someone trying to press their religion on me. I'm like, no, I don't want it.
All right, well, let's not go that far, sir.
Well, that's how far it feels like to me. So. I don't praise Skyrim and be like, you must pray to the almighty dragons.
JCM's opinions are not opinions of the other bloggers. You know, whatever.
It's not like my opinions are that crazy and blasphemous. Like, oh, he's talking about religion. The site's going down.
That's it. The end of PS3blog.net.
The parents are angry.
On the next 60 minutes.
Well, to catch you up, Tosh, in case you have any comments on any things, we talked about the user-generated content update for Infamous 2, we talked about Resident Evil 4, Veronica release dates, the Duke Nukem multiplayer maps, talked about Catherine, Battlefield 3 console cutdowns, and the that's what we talked about so far.
Cool.
In case...
Uncharted 3.
Yeah, he goes off about Uncharted 3.
I love it. I need more.
What's part of the... Ultimate Edition? I haven't really looked into that.
You get a figurine. You get a replica of, is it his belt and the ring? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
His belt and the ring, which I really would have liked to get the Perba dagger from the second one. That would have been awesome because that thing looks sweet. But yeah, you get that. Plus, I think you get like an art book, and I think it comes in like a big tin, a case, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes in a. A steelbook game case.
Yeah, she showed me a picture of it, and she's like, yeah, it's this. And I'm like, all right, I'll put a reserve on it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'll maybe, Foo Bear, when you get it, you can do an unboxing video and post it.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm going to unwrap that kid like a horny kid on Christmas.
Okay, never mind. If you're not going to be gentle with it, then I'll do an unboxing video.
Freaking rape that game as soon as I get it.
I'll take it. Just if you hold it down release, I'll
and
take
put
it.
My mouth, my hand over its mouth and be quiet.
Calm down. Calm down. I think we just went to rated M for mature.
You're going to sit there and you're going to like an Uncharted 3. I don't care who knows it.
Be gentle with that Nathan Drake doll.
I was explaining to JCM that I'm going through withdrawals like a heroin addict right now from the beta, Tosh.
I know.
Were you able to play the beta?
Yeah, right before it ended, I got to level 25.
Nice.
So that got you like some extra cash or something, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope they do the extra cash thing like they did if you have a save data and trophy information from the previous ones. That's cool.
I'm going to be swimming like Scrooge McDuck in the money vault if they do that.
That's right.
I have platinums on both.
Yeah, I like that kind of bonus stuff is I like that better than bonus content from reserving a game at a store.
Same here. It's like they're awarding you for being loyal to the brand. But I like that they did that for Infamous 2.
Exactly. That was great.
That was awesome. I was totally not expecting it and it happened. And I got to go around and kick dude's ass with a samurai sword. It's totally sweet.
Yeah, playing on my evil mode, I have the samurai sword equipped the whole time. And I was like,
holy awesome, man.
Yeah, that's...
Swinging a sword and just impaling dudes, it's awesome.
You know the one thing they took away in Infamous 2 that they had in Infamous that I was really disappointed?
Tell me.
Was the power line, when you grind, you get energy back. You don't get energy back in Infamous 2.
Yeah, you gotta buy that. You gotta buy that perk.
Yeah. Well, there is no perk in there. I bought every one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not in there. No, I've maxed out, and it's not in there at all. Like, it's like you grind, but you don't get your energy back. And I'm like, man,
that's lame.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's true. Trust me. I beat it. I'm close to platinum. I beat it all the way. I upgraded all my powers you can possibly do. Unless the evil power is the only one that can do it.
I think it is.
Well, let me look up evil powers then. You got
okay. Hey, Braggy Braggerton, I platinumed it too. All right.
All right, sir. I'll just
sir.
Okay. If you say it's there,
listeners, please address all hate mail to JCM. You can find him on ps3blog.net.
That doesn't make sense. Why would it only be on a?
You know, well, they gotta give you some, you know, perks for evil and some to, you know, for good to make you want to sway each way.
Well, they give you plenty of perks for being evil, like good power stuff.
Well, you know what I think you should do? I think you should sit down and write a sternly worded letter to Sucker Punch and be like, "Dear sir or madam, this is how it needs to be. Signed, JCM." No?
I don't think I need to, you know, write a...
All right.
Okay, like that, but, you know, we'll...
Just saying, sternly worded usually gets a point across.
Which powers did you prefer since you platinum it? Did you like more of the evil powers?
You know what? I like the good ones, the good powers because of the, the ice one that launches you in the air.
Yeah, the vertical jump.
That one, oh my god, is so useful when you get to the, spoilers ahead, when you get to the, pretty much New Orleans flooded area. And you can just kind of launch yourself over the buildings instead of having to worry about getting into water. That one's so useful there. I love that one. The ice launch or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's a great. I love that's like the one I used all the time.
Yeah, totally. And when you actually beat the game, you get to use both powers. You can kind of customize whatever you want to use. Not that there's any point to, you know, playing the game unless you haven't gotten all the trophies, but you can use powers from each side, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
That the lightning tether that they had where you can like shoot across and grab you, that power would have been better if it had a longer reach.
Yeah, man, it's only like 40 yards. Yeah, it's like, what can you do with that?
I'm like, I feel like I can get that distance faster by doing the ice jump and then floating and then ice jumping again off something than if I try to, like, I'm sitting there trying to throw it and it won't go, and I'll like, grab it, and I'm like, I don't feel like I'm going that fast.
I agree.
So, just like, you know, I looked up the list and I don't see that power of evil powers for.
Well, it's there.
No, because they change it to where you can drain from the bases of the electrical lines. Like you can drain there, but you don't get energy when you
slide across. Wait, how's that go?
It sounds just like that. You know, for as good as that game looked, the only time I noticed any problems was when you're sliding on the lines. Is like if you the leg that's facing the screen and the way, you know, the electricity is kind of shining behind it, is the only time the character model looks kind of choppy. Like it's got this kind of anti-alias thing going on. It's the only time the game ever had any visual hiccups, but I just kind of ignored it.
That game is visually stunning. It's just like, it's a quantum leap over the first one.
Yeah,
I recommend it to everyone that I know that has a PS3.
Yeah,
if you haven't played Infamous 2, get yourself acclimated by buying the first one for, you know, whatever it is, like $20. You can probably get it for less now, but you gotta play Infamous 2. It's just visually just awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. Really, I'm kind of working through the first one right now, and I have spare time.
That's exactly what you got to do. You got to get yourself used to the first one. And on the second one, you're going to be slinging web like Spidey himself. I'm telling you, you'll be hopping all over the place.
Uh-oh. Yeah, looking forward to it.
The in-game animation was so much better than it was in the...
Oh, totally. By far.
And I definitely like Zeke's character the way he acts in the second one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
More, because he feels like he's more present. Like, he just seemed like he was just kind of there in the first one. Like, I liked him, but he was just kind of there.
What I liked about the second one is the gameplay and the conversation between each character seems a lot more organic, yeah. And it doesn't seem forced. That's what I like about it. Especially, like, the relationship between Cole and, what's his face? Fake Elvis? What's his name again?
Zeke.
Yeah, that guy. Fake
Elvis. Yeah, it's definitely a lot better there.
You know, you get, like, little quirks in between, you know, conversations where he goes, you know, I'm fit as a fiddle. And then Cole walks away and kind of mutters. He's like, well, that's a pretty big fiddle. You know, and stuff like that. It's just like, it makes you feel like it's almost real. It's like, it's organic, which is nice. It doesn't seem forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely good.
I hope they come out with another one. The way they ended this, you know, this last one, I'm not going to say how they ended it for anybody that hasn't played, but it just kind of leaves you hanging.
Yeah.
That's all.
So. I still haven't seen the evil ending, but I read it because I didn't care. I was like, well, I've already beat it on good. That's all that really matters. But I have to see the evil one. Just one, I want to get the trophies. But I read like the differences. I listened to another podcast. They were talking about it. And it's like, so the way the game ends both ways, it's still kind of, it's like, and you know, if they do another one, it'll be fine. I'm in no rush for it. It's like, take your time. You can save it for PS4 if you want, but, you know, I wouldn't mind another one.
I definitely wouldn't mind another one, and I hope Sony makes this, like, one of their flagship, you know, games, like they did with, like, Little Big Planet and Uncharted, and, you know, it really, Sucker Punch really outdid themselves with the second one. I was really impressed.
Yeah.
And for the record, how dare you listen to another podcast, sir? How dare you?
I'm sorry.
The only podcast worth listening to is right here on PS3blog.net. Well, sir.
I typically don't listen to our own podcast since I'm in it, so I don't want to be like, you know, hey.
Yeah, that would be kind of self-serving, wouldn't it?
Well,
hey, I'm going to listen to myself on iTunes right now.
Yeah, I'll listen to it to edit it, but like typically I don't, you know, play. Or if I have someone else, I'm like, hey, you should listen to this. Someone said something really funny right here, or this and this, or... You know, but I typically don't have them on my iTunes. Like, they download automatically, but I don't like listen to them and be like, hey, that's funny, just because it's me talking, so.
Just real quick on that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tosh.
You're good.
Oh, I was just going to interject real quick as far as, like, why we're talking about sequels. Uncharted 2, that giveaway that we did, that winner was in Northern Ireland. We have listeners in Northern Ireland, so I just want to say... firm handshake to the fella that won that game, because you cost me $26. You cost me $26 to mail something. So congratulations, sir. I hope you enjoy it.
Damn, Ireland?
Yeah, Northern Ireland at best.
Dude, I know.
Holy S cakes.
When IGN does giveaways, they don't ship outside the U.S. So I'm surprised you sent that out. That's
of
better.
Of course,
than...
I did.
Better than those other websites.
Hey.
Well, all the sites or their giveaways here, they're usually all global.
Yeah.
I've shipped things to you know, the UK a few times. There's Amaras in Turkey.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, I'm just glad Dean147 didn't win it. That's all I care about, because that guy wins everything.
There you go.
That guy sits on his computer and waits for a giveaway. Kudos to that kid. Kudos, I say.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen him in a while. I know he's been...
Northern Ireland. Can you believe... I was shocked.
How did you ship it, like, what service?
First class. I sent it first class, so we could get it in a timely manner, but she said it takes longer to get something because, you know, it's an island, so...
Oh.
Yeah, so hopefully you got it by now.
Like UPS, FedEx, or...
Oh, no, I sent it, you know... snail mail, but I sent it the fast as I could, so.
All right.
Should have it by now, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
$26, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, where am I sending this? Antarctica? And she goes, no, Northern Ireland. I was like, oh, all right. Fair enough. So. Mm-hmm.
Who was that reviewed? It was Jay that reviewed Infamous 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave it a 7.9.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, reviews are opinion pieces. So a lot of people in the comments thought it was fair, and that's fine. I mean, like I said, to each their own.
I think I would have given a solid 8.
Yeah, I probably would have given an 8.
Solid 8. You know, out of 10.
Yeah, there's games like I love Metal Gear, and I loved Metal Gear 4. I didn't necessarily think I would have given it a 10, but apparently everybody wanted to give it a 10. So it's like, I'm not arguing. I won't say like, oh, it deserved the 10. Like, in my opinion, I wouldn't have done that. I would have given it like a 9. But, you know, for that genre. And that's one thing, like, that game, like, it's good. If you're going to give it a 10, the only reason it's worth that high score is if you played the saga. Because that score isn't representative of the game standalone, because you have to have that.
Yeah, you have to have the history. You
know, the history, of the rich history of the whole series in order for that game to be a 10.
The last one where they just came out with it, are you talking about that one with Snake on the cover?
The one.
It's like the black and gray kind of cover on it?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, right. I mean, how old was Snake in that?
Not that old.
I mean, that guy's got to be like 60-something, right?
Nah, he's younger than that. Did you ever play Metal Gear 4?
No.
Okay, basically, he has a...
just kind of accelerate. Spoiler alert. Aging.
For anybody who didn't play Metal Gear 4 for some reason. But basically, he has this thing where his DNA, when they created them, the Les Enfants Terribles project, when they created the Sons of Big Boss, they wrote their DNA to cause them to genetically age quicker so that they would die sooner.
Well, like a Pajeri kid?
No, kind of like a, you know, like Werner syndrome. It's kind of like, so the reason they did it, I believe in the story, they say it's been a while, but I believe it was if they fell into enemy hands kind of things, the DNA was corrupted, so they couldn't just steal it. It was genetically written that they would, so not everybody else could just make these good soldiers or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, because I saw him on the cover, and I was just like, good lord, he looks like he's got AIDS.
Yeah, he's not AIDS. He's not really skinny, but
Well, he doesn't look good. I mean, Jesus, have you seen the guy?
Well, he doesn't look that bad, because there's a part in the game where, like, you get this mask you get from beating Laughing Octopus that makes him, his face model, look younger, like what he should be.
Yeah.
And were his body not aging so quickly because of the genetic, on the genetic level. So they explain it there. So, yeah, it's not like 40 years in the future or something. No, it's I think it only takes place 10 years after, 10 years after 2, I believe. So not too far, so it's not crazy old.
Seems right.
They tell you why. Like, I know it was really weird to see him like that, but you quickly, like, adjust to it right away. Like, you realize, oh, okay, so it's not crazy. But
it was kind of for a mission, too, so.
Yeah. But it was good. But yeah, like I said, that game, I liked it a lot. I don't know if it deserved a 10, but I like it. But yeah, 7.9 for Infamous 2, if that's what you feel, it's like, that's fine. Hey, if he, you know, teaches it on, you can, if you want, you could always write a, you know, a counter review. You know, so that's something we'd always do. We had 2 reviews, on L.A. Noire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the man for that particular job.
What were the 2 outcomes for L.A. Noire's W? I never did see the score, because I didn't want to read them, because I didn't finish the game.
I got 4 articles I'm working on right now that I haven't submitted, but because I've been working like 70 hours a week, but they're coming. Stay tuned. I promise you.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Right. Good. I'm glad somebody is.
I'm sure your loyal listener
is. Loyal minions! True believers! You know I'm just ripping off Stan Lee every time I do that, right?
I know.
All right. At least somebody realizes it. Yeah. I was doing the other day, and my girlfriend's like, what does that mean? And then I told her, I was like, well, I'm just kind of paying an homage to Stan Lee. And she's like, who's Stan Lee? I was like, you know what? Conversation ended. We're done. Can't talk to you anymore.
That was in the middle of sex, wasn't it? Yeah, that's not good.
No, it wasn't.
You're like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You don't know who Stan Lee is.
Quit laughing at it.
I don't know why you're saying true believers in the middle of bedroom.
Why are you giggling? No reason. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Speaking of Spider-Man, what's up with the, did you see the trailer for the new one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll see a little more. I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah. The trailer's got him featured doing like a POV style kind of running around the buildings. I mean, it's like Cloverfield. I was getting nauseous, but
they compare it to Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, exactly. Mirror's Edge, good reference, Tosh.
Two points for Tosh. I'm hoping they don't have that sequence like a lot throughout the movie. Kind of like if you remember the Doom trailer, it showed the first one part, and that sequence in the movie was like 3 minutes. Like, it wasn't necessary. I mean, it was kind of fun because the movie was bad anyways. But yeah. I'm hoping the new Spider-Man movie doesn't have a whole lot of that. I mean, it looks interesting. It kind of looks like it's going to be darker, kind of like how Christopher Nolan made Batman darker when he redid it. But I'm still not totally sold. I'll have to see a little bit more. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Man, and then speaking of Christopher Nolan, did you see the Batman trailer?
Yeah, the teaser.
Oh my god! I can't wait! I can't wait!
It's barely anything in that trailer, though.
What are you talking about? At the end, Batman's like going to fisticuffs with Bane.
I know, but as far as teaser trailer goes, like when I compare that teaser trailer to the teaser trailer for The Dark Knight, where it's just the blue lights are flying past the Batman logo, and you hear Michael Caine talking. And then you hear Joker talking, and then he laughs, and the logo explodes, and his card flies by the screen. That teaser trailer was awesome. That was a great teaser, because at first you didn't realize it was Batman, because you don't recognize, what's his name? God, now I'm totally forgetting Batman's name. What's the actor? Come on.
Oh, Jesus. Now you got me doing it.
I know. I got so mad.
No. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, what is it? No one's going to remember. Oh, I got to type it up now.
That English cat, what's his name, yells at people a lot.
He's like, you, it's unprofessional.
No, yeah, yeah. He was in The Prestige.
Christian Bale. There we go.
There it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
Anyways, like, you hear him talking. At first, you don't realize it's Batman because he's just talking as Bruce Wayne. Yeah. But you quickly realize once Michael Caine started talking, that's when I knew it was Batman. And that trailer was awesome. But the Dark Knight Rises trailer, like, it was just, you have Gary Oldman, and when I first saw it in theaters, it was like, it was so hard to hear what he was saying while he's laying
there.
Choose
your words carefully. Choose them carefully.
It was hard to hear him in the theater when I went to see Harry Potter, and he's like, darkness. Wait.
What? Back it up. What did you just say?
You
went to go see Harry Potter?
When I saw Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
What are you, six?
Yeah, I saw Harry Potter, too.
Yeah, I stood in line for the books. I didn't stand in line for the movie. Yeah, I didn't go to midnight showing. I wanted to see it because I saw the movies back when and I got interested.
Anyways.
I was like, all right. Yeah, but plus, it was the first trailer, so I was like, all right. But as far as, like I said, as far as teaser, I'm excited, but I want to see an actual theatrical trailer. As far as teasers go, I thought they could have done better.
I don't know, man. That looked pretty awesome. I'm really hyped for it. I mean, Gary Oldman is on his deathbed pleading for Batman to come back.
Yeah.
And then you see at the end, Batman is going to rope-a-dope with Bane, and you're just like, who do I have to kill to see more footage?
Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't bad. It's just I was expecting more because of what I saw on the Dark Knight teaser. That was such a great teaser. And I was kind of hoping to be in the same vein where you wouldn't see actual footage. You just hear, like maybe it would be, like, just a logo kind of thing where you hear them talking, and all of a sudden the last scene is just, like, a face shot of Bane, and then it just goes away and says Dark Knight Rises. Like, that would have been... But like I said, once the full-on, like, 2.5-minute theatrical trailer hits, I know I'm going to be iTuning that crap and just, like, watching it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Being like, yes!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that would be great.
Can't wait.
Oh, and this weekend is...
It says it's the last one.
Yeah,
I was like, no!
Yeah, this is going to be the end of the arc. Well, he said he wasn't originally going to do a second one, but then he felt like there was more to it, and he wrote it out, and when he finished it, he's like, okay, I got to keep going with this arc and finish it completely, so who knows how he's going to do it, but I'm totally fine that it's going to be the last one, because it's like, I didn't expect Nolan to, like, continue the franchise for, like, ever and a day, because that's not Nolan's style, you know what I mean? Nolan doesn't do sequels.
Yeah.
Except, you know, in the case of Batman, he's like, all right, I got it, which is fine, because he did a great job, so. Who knows who else will pick it up. But they'll have some big, damn Batwings to fill.
Man, I don't know if anybody could ever do another Batman film after Nolan. I mean, if you look at every film he's touched, it's just phenomenal. I mean, starting with Memento. Memento was awesome. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
With Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Whole movie goes backwards.
Yep.
And it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. And you're just like, I'm watching a movie that's going backwards. And it makes sense. So.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He's a phenomenal director.
So. Yeah, I really like The Prestige.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely one of my favorites. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Holy moly. What's his face? Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Awesome performance in that movie. Awesome.
He did good.
Totally an underrated movie. Completely underrated.
Yeah. That's one of the Blu-rays I got right away.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know why I don't own that one. But it's one of those ones I got to go back and be like, why didn't I get this? Inception was one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, my girl actually got me the little steel briefcase one.
Nice.
For the Blu-ray for Inception.
Awesome.
And it's got the little totem inside of it. I was like, sweet. Yeah, she ended up having to get it from the UK because it was sold out here in the United States. That's and it. She's like, don't ask me how much I paid for it. Just say Merry Christmas. I was like, you were the best girlfriend ever.
Yes, there you go. Man, she's a loyal believer.
Yeah, she's a keeper. She puts up with all my crazy shit, so.
That's good.
Which is nice. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know not everybody is fans of the Assassin's Creed. But I am, and I know they have.
I am. I'm also a fan.
Oh, that's good.
You're in good company. You're in good company.
But they have another a comic book miniseries coming out called Assassin's Creed: The Chain, which is going to be out this fall. Well, it's going to be out not this fall, but soon.
Now, what are we talking?
It's a
comic books or
it's a comic book miniseries. They did one last year during the fall. They did another comic book. Called, I believe it's called The Chain, and they did one back then, and now this one is it's a comic book miniseries that's, it was called The Fall. The Fall was last year's comic book. It was kind of an additional story, but a different character. Like this one, you play as The Chain, you play as a character named Nikolai Orlov in he's based in Soviet Russia, but the descendant Daniel Cross is like the descendant, but who lives in 1988. So I'm not sure how far back it goes. There's no release date yet, but it'll probably be in November. And the collection is supposed to include a bonus. If you get the collection, it's supposed to include a bonus. For the fall has like another collection you might have to get that has a bonus a prologue to leading up to The Chain, but
yeah. You think that's their next move after Ezio? Because this is the last one.
Yeah, it's Ezio's final one, yeah. So
yeah.
But this is supposed to be a nice tie into Revelations, which
Give me a Fresca.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was another animated comic. Like I remember there's Lineage, which led up to the beginning of 2, which was fun. I watched most of that.
You're into comics, JCM?
I'm not in the comics, no. Lineage was the live-action one they did.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I watched most of that, but no, I usually don't read comics. I did, the only comic I've actually ever purchased was I bought the Dead Space comic, Dead Space Salvage, which I enjoyed a lot, which was basically what happened right after Dead Space 1, and then what happened to the Ishimura before Dead Space 2. And I like that comic a lot. And, you know, I know they've written... I have the Dead Space Martyr book. That's a great book. And I thought about buying the Assassin's Creed novels, but they're basically just novelized versions of the game with minor changes. So I didn't... I was like, well, I played the games. I don't need to buy the books. But I'm...
Touch. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm considering checking out The Chain. I'll probably check out The Fall as well to see how it works, see how that goes out. Because, like I said, I love games that have expanded universes that are still coherent and very good to the story and, you know, for the canon and everything. Like it's great. I like that kind of stuff and fleshing out other characters because they're all separate story. They're not all Desmond and stuff. They're all these other characters within the universe, which is
Star Wars.
Cool. But
what?
Star Wars.
Touch not, lest ye be touched.
We got another email. This podcast went by real quick. I'm surprised how quick, for how fast we really touched on those topics. We were really rapid fire on that stuff.
Well, that's because I'm included on the podcast this week. Yeah, you see what you get? You invite FooBear408 to a podcast, you get a quality podcast.
I wouldn't say invited so much as threatened, but...
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I got textually assaulted.
He texts me early and he goes, what are you going to do? Come up here and tow my car to Santa Rosa? Something like that. And I text him back. I go, you know nobody likes you, right?
Yeah. FooBear's full of love. He knows how to show it, too. He's like, yeah, you better.
I pretty much ended the text conversation after that.
He's like, yeah, you're going to wake up with a severed horse head in your bed. All my trophies are going to get wiped.
Godfather references never get old. Never.
But, we do have a listener email from Captain Cheeto.
Listeners? Captain Cheeto!
You have loyal,
crunchy
viewers.
Mother.
But we have Captain Cheeto writing in again, which is nice. Mm-hmm. He would be the most reoccurring emailer we have. He's got a few questions for you guys, and I want to thank you for taking the time to answer my questions in the last podcast, so you're welcome. So I'll keep these short this time. For question number one, so what are your takes on major publishers releasing different offers related to a specific region?
Okay, wait, you got to read that back. What'd you say?
So what are your takes on major publishers releasing different offers related to specific regions? So
we're talking like pre-orders?
We're talking, it'll be pre-order bonuses, let's say, for the UK and the US and Japan. Typically, they don't seem to be that different. I mean, I'm trying to remember the last game that did something that big. I think the only one that had big region differences was, I think Assassin's Creed 2 had a couple minor region differences. Like, some got the Jack in the Box character, and other countries got, a map. So
Uncharted 2 did that.
Region yeah. Difference?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guy with the tuxedo and the girl, UK got it first, and then United States followed. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember? The girl with, the yellow tank top and the guy in, the tuxedo vest with, the ponytail. They got those characters first. The UK did, and then the United States followed. Hmm. So.
Yeah. I really
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Because they're not, something that's that huge. It's just little minor things, so.
Yeah. I agree. I think anything that usually does get released when it's region-based like that, it's usually nothing major, and eventually you most likely usually get it in the end. Yeah. So,
and also to touch on, since he doesn't specifically say, DLC, he just says different offers. So in case it's not just, content, if it's also, maybe pricing offers, it's that's obviously, a region-specific thing as well. What they offer here, if they give us a game for a nice bundle in the U.S., doesn't mean they can do the same thing in the U.K.
Yeah.
And so that's totally, obviously, we have no control over that, so.
Good question, Cheeto, you handsome man.
He's got two more to go.
Oh, my goodness. Question. What is this, 60 minutes?
Well, I like this because Cheeto asks us multiple questions, which makes up for the people that don't write us in, and you can write us in. If you just go to, psvblog.net, there's a nice PS3 blogcast button you can click on in the top right of the screen.
Exactly, and feel free to send all fan mail to foobear408@psvblog.net. I will answer all questions individually.
That's right.
Autographs after the podcast, though.
You can also leave voicemails, too.
Exactly,
yeah.
We'll play those in the podcast.
Forgot about that.
Yep. All right, question number two. So, do you think it's more profitable for publishers to release a game attached to a well-selling genre or by making something original that creates media frenzy?
Original. I think people that milk franchises for what they're worth are just after the money instead of going after an original idea. I think the people that did Little Big Planet, who is it? Media Model Molecule?
Yeah.
Stopped right where they should.
I didn't see a LBP3 needed anytime soon.
Exactly. No way. If they came out with a third LBP, no way. No way it would sell as good as the first two. not a chance.
Two alone is pretty impressive.
The two alone is impressive.
Go on forever.
Yeah.
When you're out on top, you got to go out on top, and that's it. They've moved on. They're on to a new idea, and that's the way it should be. You shouldn't milk a franchise. Just do what you do and do it best, and then move on to another original idea.
Yeah.
I think that's the best recipe for success when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah, like your first game could be the new IP, you try it out, and then your second game is making all the improvements that you didn't have time to take care of in the first one, plus other advances to it, which is, you know, exactly what they did. And it's totally fine, because LVP, specifically, is like, it's such a user, generated content-based game, and the community is what's going to make it thrive, so they don't really need to make another. Like, they got the one coming out for Vita, but it's no problem with that, and it's, you know, just do something else right now. They can come back to it later and make another one. But you don't need to do it anytime soon.
But yeah, I agree.
I do think that it's probably more profitable for the publishers to release games attached to a well-selling genre rather than making summer. I think it's not specifically, he's just saying sequels. I think it's more like a well-selling genre. Like, when I think of good-selling genres, like, first-person shooters typically seem to do really well. And then I'd probably say on the PC, real-time strategy, that genre sells real well. So instead of trying to make something like a genre hybrid, like, let's say, Borderlands, where it's first-person shooter and RPG, like, that I thought was really cool. That I liked when Gearbox did Borderlands. Like, anytime you mix genres together, that's always great. But, publishers probably always want to be, like, you know, because they're the publishers. They want to make the money. The studios are the ones who have to make the innovation, like we've always said. They got to do the original thing.
And I know I'm probably going to get flack for it, but I hope Naughty Dog follows the same path and not just milk Uncharted for what it's worth.
Well, I only consider it milking a franchise when there's no improvement on the previous integration, like Guitar Hero.
How long that lasted.
Some would say Call of Duty. Because really, there's not a whole lot that changes. I mean, yeah, sure, they could still be fun. But for me, like, Uncharted, and they don't write the stories to where they're open-ended. They close them. They're individual contained storylines that are great by themselves. I mean, I'm really excited for Uncharted 3, as I'm sure everyone else is, obviously. But I don't, as long as it's still, if they're still delivering a grade-A product, I don't mind.
I don't either.
Yeah. Once I see a decline in quality, that's when I think, okay, maybe you guys should take a step back, do something else, and you can revisit this particular game.
Like, what more do you think they could do, man?
Well, really, for Uncharted, it's the story and the character development through each thing that really pushed it. It's the story for me that pushes Uncharted.
Yeah.
So, as long as the story is good, you know, the gameplay's fine. You can make tweaks to make the gameplay more fun and more interactive like they do with the close-up moves, now you can jump and attack people, stuff like that. You know, that's fine. You can improve that. That's great. And the visuals, obviously, they can update the engine so it runs better. They could do more visual stuff. But it's really, for Uncharted, for me, it comes down to the story. That has to be, it has to be a better story.
I'll tell you what, visually, the beta looked worse than Uncharted 2. I'm thinking that it's just the beta, and hopefully when the game comes out, it's going to be super polished, and it's going to look even better.
Yeah, you can obviously polish it up a bit.
So I hope
the multiplayer always looked bit worse than the single player too.
Yeah, not crazy worse though. Like there's some games that have, like, you know, Killzone like still looked really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Killzone was amazing.
Yeah, Killzone.
I love Killzone 3.
I was playing that multiplayer. Like, we had so much fun. Ace, like, I got tired of playing Killzone. Oh, dude. Every time we play on game nights, you always tear it up. I'm like, ah. He's like, I just get bored of killing people. So I hope that answers his question. And he's got his last question. He goes, this fall, we'll be busy with fantastic titles on the line, competing for fans' worship. What's your most anticipated title, and why do you think it will sell good? And I know what FooBear's going to say.
You don't know everything, sir, okay? I care about stuff. It's going to be Uncharted 3.
Yeah, you're supposed to say Skyrim.
It's going to be the sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog. Am I right, Tosh? Huh?
Oh, man. I got to pick the winners for the Sonic Hat, people. I forgot about that.
You know what?
For the Sonic Hat.
I saw you did that, and I was going to post on there, and I was like, you know what? There's no sense in rubbing it in.
There you go.
There's no sense going that route.
I did have some fun with the Sonic Cat before. When I was getting back from the airport, I put it on while I was waiting for my ride.
That's
fun. You should have like an exclusive contest for that one that you wore and say, worn by Tosh. Limited edition Sonic hat. No? Nothing? Send one to me and I'll burn it.
Uh-oh.
Put it on YouTube. I'll be like, burn, Sonic, burn.
And you can update your icon on the website.
Stop. Burning his guitar. That game sucks.
What about you, Tosh? What are you looking forward to?
Oh man, there's a lot coming out this kind of fall winter. One Charge is definitely a big one, but one I'm probably looking forward to because I've been wanting it for so long was Twisted Metal.
Yeah, that comes out soon.
How pissed?
That's in October.
How pissed off are you with no beta on that game?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out.
Yeah.
I did get to play it at least.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't think every game needs a beta if you have enough in-house people to test it.
Did you expect any less from that maniac Jaffe? I mean, really? I didn't.
It's really fun. Like, it's captured the spirit of Twisted Metal well, and it's really fun to play.
I don't doubt it. I bet it is.
I'm going to have to take your word for it, Tosh.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Fortunately, I wasn't invited to E3, so I don't know, sir.
You could have snuck in, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, he probably could have got you in.
Next year, put me on the list, all right, sir? I'll go down. All right. I'll spice up that E3 coverage like you wouldn't even know what. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What about you, GCM?
You know, there's a lot I'm really looking forward to, and I am really looking forward to Uncharted 3, but I'm also really excited for Assassin's Creed Revelations just to see how this story wraps up, because I'm so invested in that too, because Uncharted is going to be great, but it's also a contained story, so it's going to be something new. But Assassin's Creed, it's this three-part story arc from two brotherhood to this one that I'm waiting for the closure, and I have to know what happens, and I'm going to be waiting to see how everything wraps up. So it has to be a tie for me between those two.
That's definitely a close second.
So.
Yeah. Close, but not quite. Uncharted 3 definitely takes the cake on that one.
Yeah, so those would be good.
I'm going to be out of commission for the next 2 months after that game comes out. Don't talk to me. Don't phone me. Don't write me. Nothing.
Well, who's going to
busy?
You're supposed to do game nights after the game comes
out. Okay, well, I'll do game nights, and I will still do these quality podcasts right here on p3blog.net.
Yeah, you'll be
anything
in
else?
The background the whole time. I'll be on my PSN.
I don't have to sit here and listen to these wild allegations, sir.
Yeah, you're the one who was playing, what, were you playing Mafia the other time? I forget what you were playing. Something, you're like, yeah. No, it was during the beta, you were still in there.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I
no,
saw you.
No, you're a lot... Tosh, I don't have to sit here and listen to this, do I?
yeah, you do.
You're right, I was playing the beta while we were doing the podcast.
Yeah, we're just totally fine.
We had like seven people on the podcast.
Exactly, which like I say, which you always have those people that are kind of doing their own thing, and then they randomly say like 40 minutes in, yeah, the game looks really good.
Or they say like 42 minutes in, that's what she said,
yeah,
and that's
you
it,
go.
You know what I mean?
Which is, yeah, they can drop innuendos, which is totally fine, you know, but, you know.
37 minutes into the podcast. Oh, and here's Tosh.
Yeah. Well, that's like I said, like when me and Ace were doing the podcast by ourselves, Tosh showed up like 30 minutes in, which is totally fine.
That's what he likes to do. He likes to grace people with his presence and then graciously accept the invite. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I can speak for Tosh.
At least I show up.
Yeah, he's doing quick draws. He's like,
Speaking of quick draw McGraw, why don't we talk about that that game that you had your wife demo for us on the video there. I need to know more about that. What is that? Fast Draw, Quick Draw? What is it?
Fast Draw Showdown.
Did you ever play that in the arcade?
No.
That was originally an arcade game.
Yeah. Was it?
It was a really fun one because it was actually in a holster on the arcade, so you actually had your hand by it, nice. Ready to draw. But it was funny if you draw too early, like if you draw early twice, the guy on the screen says, put it back in the holster, and it shows the video. So it's, you know, it's like a 1984 or 1994 arcade game, so it's just like a port, really.
Hmm.
So it's still a pretty basic game, but it's fun. The live action makes it, you know, it's corny, but in a good way.
Is there any multiplayer or anything like that, or is it just all single player?
You can do two-player, and there's two different kinds. There's ones where whoever kind of shoots the guy first, you know, gets the points, or there's you take turns and whoever's the fastest. So it's just kind of local.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of that game, the arcade game that Marty McFly plays in Back to the Future Part 2. And the kids are like, they're like, what? You have to use your hands? Oh, this game's for kids. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Like, they need to do a lot more ports of, like, old-school PlayStation games, like Tony Hawk. I would love to play that, like, an HD version of it. I'm a big Tony Hawk, like, old-school fan. Like, the first two couple games? Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, they went downhill. But, like, the first two, maybe possibly three, I would love to play, like, a port of that, like, an HD version. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Throw some trophies on there, maybe do a little multiplayer horse. There's an idea, PlayStation. Are you listening, Jack Trenton? Jackie T! I'll
get it done.
Yeah. He's like an overweight Robert De Niro, that guy. Seriously.
And going back to the Fast Draw game for a second, that is actually going to be our next giveaway. I haven't announced it on the site yet, but I've got two codes for that.
Nice.
An exclusive giveaway right here on PS3blog.net. You heard it here first from Captain Personality himself, Toshi Boy.
Captain Personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to get that up in the next day or two, and then... And then the Tekken winner will be picked, I think it's Friday.
Yeah, I think I'll save
that. We got more even coming after that, so there's giveaways down the line.
Yeah, I think I'm going to enter for that giveaway on the Quick Draw McGraw game. I tried my hand at the one giveaway we did, but I didn't win. I forget what it was. It was like the mini game or something. It kind of looked like Jewel Blitz, something like that. Yeah, I think Eden did a review on it. I forget. I don't know. Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. Do I know?
I've had a few too many to drink.
I just changed tires. Don't listen to me.
I just changed tires.
Mm.
That excuse doesn't fly up there.
Of course it does. Tosh, tell him.
Why didn't you shoot him? I just changed tires.
I unlock cars with people in them. Stop it.
Yeah. Anything else anybody wants to touch up on? We actually, like I said, we burned through a lot pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. Uncharted 3. I'm ready. Did I mention that already?
We should go back and talk about the DLC for Duke Nukem that's coming.
Oh my God.
That should be topic of the week.
This guy's been steaming my broccoli about Duke Nukem this whole podcast. He's like, well, so we should talk about Duke Nukem. And I'm just like,
I wouldn't say this whole podcast. We can talk about Skyrim.
Thank God.
I'll talk about the Wii U.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
You can't talk about that. Sent out the whole part since
this seems a little hokey.
This is a PlayStation website.
You talk about Amy Winehouse. What? Who didn't see that coming, huh?
You know, I had no idea she was 27. Like, when I hear that name, and then I had no idea who she was, I never listened to music. I just knew that she drank a lot and was like, whatever. I thought she was like some hella old, like older gal because she looked hella old and like she was famous back then. And then she made some, you know, comeback that I didn't know about. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, she died. And I'm like, I don't care. And then like she was 27. And I was like, what? Only 27? What the hell is this?
That's crazy, huh? But
Yeah,
he joins that the 27 club with Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and all those cats.
Yeah, my sister was saying.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, man.
Everybody's focused on that, but then like no one paid attention to like what was going on in Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Facebook, it's like, oh, Amy Winehouse died. I'm like, I don't care. And there's like only one person who posts. Like Jay was the only one I think on my Facebook who's like, that stuff in Norway, and he goes off about it because Jay's always talking about current stuff. And I remember I was reading an article. They're talking about the guy that killed everyone. How he was sane and how he did like that huge manifesto.
Yeah.
He's saying how he quote unquote trained with Modern Warfare 2, and it's like. You can say that, but I don't consider that training necessarily. And then now that's just going to give the game industry flack.
Yeah.
I'm like, not only did you do this, but now you have to make it look like it's the game's fault. You know, like, he trained. Like,
just like, hey, you know what? This has come full circle.
Yeah. Exactly.
How much I mean, this has come full circle. Remember with all that bullshit with Grand Theft Auto? Oh, I learned by watching Grand Theft Auto. All those kids going around killing people. Oh, well, I played Grand Theft Auto. It's Grand Theft Auto's fault. I mean, come on, man. Really?
It's like...
How much of this bullshit are we going to pin on the video game industry?
Like the car physics in Grand Theft Auto are anywhere close to what real life is.
Okay, well, I wasn't talking about car physics. I was
talking about weapons
and violence, but...
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you drive a car, you run over a hooker and shoot him. I mean, that doesn't translate one-to-one into the real world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's so much more involved there, and it's just like, that's dumb. He's like, oh, it's just, Modern Warfare 2 is a hella good military simulator. No, not really.
No.
And, yeah, so, whatever, you know. It's a bad, horrible thing. But, and that burp really punctuates it. But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was bad, but, you know, what, he had to say that crap, and it's just, it doesn't need to be said.
That's just ridiculous to try and cop out just an excuse like that. I mean, you're really just grasping at straws. I mean, why don't we just go ahead and pinpoint the real reason? You're an idiot, and you decided to snap and just go kill people.
Well, yes. Well, and then, because then you'll have the thing, oh, he's a right-wing crazy person.
Yeah.
And all these other religions there. And,
please.
I'm surprised he didn't say, oh, I played Counter-Strike, because that was always the classic one. The Counter-Strike.
The dust menu. The dust map did me in.
I play Dust 2 all the time, and I was ready to shoot up a school.
I only used the scout rifle.
Yes. No, it was the op. I opped, and then I no-scoped.
I did quick scoping before it was hip.
I played Aztec, and I'd Aztec. You'd shoot across the double doors.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I
like to see some quick scoping in real life.
Dude, you know that would be hilarious. Real life quick scoping.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I don't know if you ever see those immersion videos that Rooster Teeth does.
I have some. I've seen a couple of them.
I should like send an email and be like, hey, you guys should do a. Immersion on quick scoping in real life and see if it actually works. That would be hilarious.
I saw part of one where the guy was like, you know, how the strategy in shooting games is to kind of run backwards and shoot. So the guy actually did that with a shotgun and like he fell over from just running from backwards and shooting.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, their immersion videos are nice. I love the one where they have the guy, the military guy who's shooting his M4 and he's shooting at some targets. In the meantime, he's got the guys from a Mega 64. Talking on him over the headset, being like, "You suck, y'all!" Just totally flailing. That was hilarious, but it didn't. He still shot 10 for 10.
Yeah,
that
was great. Perfect.
That was a hilarious video. But,
Another game, real quick before I forget. Thoughts on this game, Rage.
Yep.
Any thoughts?
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. It's still looking really good. And it's got a John Goodman's one of the characters in there. A
lot of people are looking forward to this game. I actually got invited to a media event here in the lovely foggy city of San Francisco by the development company. I can't say it because I have a horrible speech impediment. What is it? Bethesda?
Bethesda?
Yeah, there. Bethesda. There it is.
That was a funny interpretation.
Horrible at English. You know what? Edit that part out. Strike it. Reverse it. All right. There we go. Bethesda invited me. Quiet, JCM. They invited me to this media event, and then they canceled it at the last minute. Due to scheduling conflicts.
So hopefully they're going to reschedule it, and I'll be able to cover it, because I was kind of looking forward to it, and I know a lot of people are. And
when's the game out? Is it fall too?
I think so. I think it's sometime in the fall.
It might. I know some people think it might get delayed, but or did it already? I mean, I'm not sure. There's a lot of games that are coming out so in that big old bunch right there, but yeah. I'm not sure what's going to stay there and what's getting pushed. But we'll see. But yeah, I am. That's another game I am looking forward to.
Yeah. So. I mean, another game kind of along those lines that I wish they would just hurry up and frickin' announce is Borderlands 2. I really want to play Borderlands 2, but I don't know. Nothing's come out on that one yet.
Yeah, you figured they just finished up Duke Nukem, so maybe they'll, maybe they'll finally.
Tosh, you see what I'm talking about? I can't do podcasts with this guy.
This is relative.
I can't do it.
I had to mention it. I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
Okay?
Tosh, I can't do podcasts with this guy anymore.
Together so I don't.
I can't do it.
But
patient with this guy.
I'm hoping they do a Borderlands 2, and you know, even if it's not the same characters, you know, it's totally wrong. I just hope the one thing I hope they fix. I really hope two things. I really hope they fix the loot drops because they seemed really inconsistent, and I really hope when someone joins your game, it ups the difficulty of the enemies more than it did in the first one, because it didn't seem to make them that much harder, so it was still pretty easy.
Well, I think it based it on your level too. I mean, they're not gonna up the enemies like four times your level. I mean, it would be impossible.
But I mean, like when I played it with my cousin, because we played the whole thing basically co-op the entire way, and versus when I played single player, it had tough spots, especially if I did side quests that said were tough. You know, the enemies would be like when they're three levels above you, even that like can be pretty tough, even at level cap. But it's like when he joined me, the enemies didn't seem to get that much harder, and the bosses didn't drop that good of loot.
Yeah.
And so it was like they're never. It was really hard to like. There were a lot of guns I'd use because I played the hunter. There was like, I'd get a revolver that would be really nice, and I wouldn't find another revolver that was better than that for a long time. And the one I found was when I was playing single player. So it was like, there needs to be a better drop system. The whatever code they use for that needs to be updated just a little bit. It needs to be a little better. Or if they had an option to where you could like get stuff that you find on the side, like maybe these batteries or something, or just this random crap, and you can make your own, just kind of throw it together, and then
that would be sweet.
That would be awesome. Like you could make
that.
That
would
be,
give me a boner.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes, yeah, you know, sexual T-Rex, right?
Exactly, T-Rex.
Yeah, that would be sweet. But I'm really hoping for another one, because that was one of those games I really wanted to play like four player all the way through, but I played two player all the way through. But
honest, when I saw the I saw a commercial for Brink, and I didn't know it was Brink, and I thought it was Borderlands 2. I stopped dead in my tracks and thought it was the commercial for Borderlands 2.
That's funny.
When I saw the Brink commercial, and I was like, "What?" And my girlfriend's like, "What? What is it?" I was like, "Is this Borderlands 2?" And at the end, it's all Brink, and I was like, "What?" Well, maybe it's Borderlands 2 Brink.
There you go.
Yeah. No such luck.
Nope.
So hopefully they do something with it, because I really like that game. Really,
yeah, that was a fun game. They had some great expansions. I didn't do Mad Moxie's, but the other expansions were really fun, especially General Knox.
I ended up actually getting the game after they did the PlayStation Plus preview for it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to play for an hour. And then I went out and bought the Game of the Year edition with all the DLC included for like $30.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Totally worth it.
Yep.
Best game ever.
It's really fun.
Yeah. FooBear408, seal of approval.
Yeah. That's one of those games that like I hate to play on my cousin sometimes, because like, if we didn't play on the day we're gonna, he'd play on his own. Like, mm-hmm. I was busy, and then he'd do like five missions ahead, and then we go back onto my save, that way the missions are still active. But then if we had to go somewhere, he'd just run straight there. And then he'd activate it. He'd do it. I'm like, if you already did it, let me do it. I want to be the one that flips the switch.
Yeah.
I want to shoot
Quit
the guy.
Quit ruining everything, you inconsiderate asshole.
Exactly.
What the hell is your problem?
Yeah. Let me hunt down this stuff, because you already did it. Let me have the fun of doing it. But
yeah.
So I'll,
why
I'll,
I gotta.
I'll keep him in line next time.
But. Every time.
All right. Well, I guess we better wrap this up. We're actually running surprisingly good length, and there's not much I have to cut out of this. I think it's pretty... it's pretty good. We didn't have too many pauses, so I'm just going to throw it pretty much straight up. So we're good on this one.
All right. Nice. I do have an audio.
Oh, the game.
Game. I have one more that we could do.
All right. Let me give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Started out pretty loud, but then it got kind of quiet. But I think I was turning it up. Yeah, I don't even know what that's from. Man, that's a tough one.
Sounds catchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually bought the soundtrack for that game, so that's a good one.
Oh, it's again. Not every game comes with a soundtrack, so at least that didn't narrow down.
Speaking of soundtracks, Infamous 2? Wow, what a soundtrack, huh?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty sexual. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. The sound when I bought Catherine, it came with the soundtrack of the game too. But it doesn't have the song that's on the main menu, which drove me crazy because I really like the main menu song. And I was like, it has all the other ones, which I thought was cool.
Hmm.
But yeah, all right. Well, guess that tune, and put the comment. Be the first one to guess it. Put it in the comments for the podcast, and
yeah,
we'll be awarded points.
Exactly.
Did anybody guess the last one? I know someone guessed and they got it wrong. But I don't know if anybody got the. I don't know what it was, just in case.
Let me guess. It was Dean147.
No, he's on vacation. I think he's been gone for a while.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to look. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. So I'm not gonna say what it was because.
Yeah, fine. Don't say.
I don't want to. I don't know because this wasn't gonna go. It was this. It was this. Yeah. So. But all right.
Well, wait. What, one more thing. Did you see that Naughty Dog came out with a stats page for Uncharted 3, right?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Check your stats. Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Yeah, we talked about all the cumulative, how many kills there were, how many people played it, how many games were played. Yeah, that was impressive.
I got some pretty impressive stats. I was checking it out the other day.
Checking your personal ones, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like got over like $3 million in cash. It was crazy. Yeah.
Got some blame. All right. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week. It's fun. Thank you, Fubear, and thank you, Tosh, for...
You're welcome.
Yep.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week, and have a good time. I know Cowboys and Aliens comes out this weekend, and I'm really excited to see that movie, so...
What is the big deal with that movie?
It's based
on a comic, I believe. Is it just because Harrison Ford is in it, or...?
John Favreau.
Yeah, I know who John Favreau is.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. It's based off a comic... But apparently it's supposed to be, like, it's a Western, but it's, like, it's made, like, an actual Western, and then just the aliens come in. So it's not, like, a crazy mashup. It's, like, it's a true, supposed to be, like, a true Western, just with the aliens thing. And I'm really, it looks good. We got a big group.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, we got a big group of people going to see on Saturday, so I'm excited. It should be fun.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Well, speaking of movies real quick, I did see the Tekken CGI movie, Blood Rebellion.
Is any good?
And I actually liked it quite a bit. They didn't go like the traditional, you know, Tekken, you know, fight thing like they did with the live action one.
Yeah.
They didn't do the tournament. They kind of did like a real, like a story. And it was fun. I liked it a lot.
Cool. We can check that out. Tosh gave his nod of approval.
There it is. The Tosh nod.
All right. All right. Well, I'll see you guys around. Take care of yourselves.
All right. Smell you later.